So Casey, you know, in this podcast, we've been trying to bridge the gap, talking to local leaders here who make an impact in the government straight from the horse's mouth. And we've interviewed our commissioners, we've interviewed a state representative, but there's some other folks too that are representing Manatee County at even a national level, right?
Absolutely, for sure. And it's what I love about the podcast is we're going from employees to, like you said, local elected officials to now state and national elected officials.
Yes, he is definitely the most recognizable person that we've interviewed so far, known even by our president.
And securing time with somebody like this is daunting in itself, right?
But it's a really big deal, and we did it. And it means so much to me personally, because it goes to show that the relationships and how we nurture it from the local level, state level, and now even a national level are just really important, right? And this person, I think you'll find in our conversation, he's still approachable, relatable, even though he has the ear of the leader of our country, the President of the United States.
Well, let's go. And welcome back to Chambers, Changes, and Conversations, the podcast where we highlight the voices and the stories shaping Manatee County's future. I'm Communications Division Manager Casey Zempel, along with Government Relations Director Stephanie Garrison, and today we're excited to sit down with somebody who represents our community not just in Tallahassee, but on the national stage as well. He's been an advocate for Manatee County in the Florida Senate, and just recently, he was elected as the new head of the Republican National Committee. In this episode, we'll explore what that leadership role means for us, how his work in the Senate impacts citizens right here at home, what's ahead in the coming year, and a little bit about the person behind the public office. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chambers Changes and Conversations, Senator Joe Gruters. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. Senator, now you've represented Manatee County in Tallahassee for several years. For our listeners, what are the biggest ways that your position in the state Senate impacts the daily lives of Manatee County residents?
Well, listen, we go to bat on a daily basis for our constituents. And, you know, I represent Sarasota, Manatee, and have for a long time. I was elected to the House the first time almost 10 years ago now, representing Lakewood Ranch. And listen, we deal with all issues relating to education, transportation, state taxes. You know, it's a wide range of topics, but, you know, what people see most from their members of the legislature is the dollars they bring back for road projects and for parks and for water projects and overall trying to do all we can to bring as many resources back home as possible.
No doubt. And Senator, before we dive in, I have to say, look at me now, boss. You know, thanks to you, I've grown up and landed this job at the county now. So, you know, do you ever stop and think about all the people that you've mentored along the way and where they are now?
Well, listen, I knew you were going to go places. You're a superstar. So the Manatee County is lucky to have you, Stephanie. And listen, it's great to bring people into the business. Just like when I started out in politics, you know, getting my first start with Vern Buchanan, who's still in the business, who's been my mentor for a long time and who I talk to on a routine and regular basis. That's what politics is all about. And that's why our communities are so much better off. It's the relationships that we build together and that we then move on, and people that, you know, essentially that means you're part of the Vern Buchanan tree, because since I'm part of the Buchanan tree, it's there's a wide group of people that have all gotten their start in local politics. And it's what I try to tell people that reasonable and common sense is they're not bad words in politics, that we can move the ball forward and we can find win-win situations in almost everything. And the focus is how can we make the most and make our community better. If it's not making our community better, then why are we wasting any time on it? So, and people have generally bought in over the years. And as a result, we've had lots of great staffers come in and out. And I'm very lucky to have had you on the staff for a little bit. Wish we had you a little bit longer.
Me too. I loved every second of it. You're a great mentor. So, you know, you've got some deep roots in Sarasota and Manatee County. I mean, you're multi-generation Sarasota, I think fourth generation, right? And I'm gladly we'll take part of that Vern Buchanan tree for sure. But how does being from here really shape the way that you lead both in Florida and nationally?
Well, listen, you know, my family moved here in 1922. And so I'm a fourth generation. My children are fifth generation Sarasota. And when my great-grandparents moved here. My great-grandfather was William Hobson. He was the chief tent maker of the Ringling Circus.
Wow.
And I say we came in with the circus, so I could technically be called a carny. And so we support all things Ringling and the museum and all the good that they do. But it's a but I like the growth that we've seen. You know, I don't like the homes so close to each other like you see most of these neighborhoods, but I think controlled growth, that I think that you can't put a wall around everything that we have, that the reason why everybody's moving here, because it's so fantastic. It's hard to tell people no. And it's a so the only thing I'd like more in, like, for example, downtown Sarasota is if they had unlimited height, so we could, so we didn't, wasn't such a flat top of a big city, and we could see different architectural designs. And so, but listen, I bring, you know, the fact that I went to, you know, Cardinal Mooney High School, all my friends grew up here. We all have different, you know, takes and desires of what we'd like to see. But ultimately, people want safe neighborhoods. They want roads that don't have potholes. They want to live their lives and go after the American dream without interference from government. And I think Sarasota offers all that, plus a lot more. I mean, the great thing about, everybody's so happy here all the time. As I travel the country with my new position, you know, people ask where I'm from, and I tell them I'm from our area. And I tell them, listen, everybody's happy because everybody's outside. They're getting plenty of sun and exercise. And I would say, you know, people call it the Midwestern, you know, we get all these Midwestern transplants, but I think it's whoever moves here, I think by being able to be outside all the time and being so active, and by all the things that, you know, I say we're a small city that offers big city amenities, both Sarasota and Manatee, and Lakewood Ranch and how they've grown up, and even Welland Park and all these wonderful areas we have in our community. And it's a, and I say, so everybody's happy. And I would say we're so fortunate to live in an area that cares about their citizens and goes and people that literally go to bat for them every day. So it's I love being a fourth generation. Most of my friends still today are all my old friends I had when I was a teenager at Cardinal Mooney. And so we keep on going.
Yeah, Senator, and you touched on it briefly. Congratulations on being elected RNC chairman. When you learned that the president endorsed you to take the helm, what exactly was going through your head? I mean, walk us through that. What does it mean to you personally?
Well, it's, you know, I tell people I've been in the minor leagues for 22 years. Almost my entire adult life, I've been a party chairman. 4 as a club chairman, 14 as a county chairman, and 4 years as a state party chairman, where we flipped Florida red, switched 1 million voter registrations, picked up 4 new congressional seats, undefeated in statewide races. And that's besides the fact that I was the president's chairman, statewide chairman in Florida, with his now chief of staff, Susie Wiles, in the 2016 cycle. I was his chairman in the 2020 cycle, and I was his number one guy in the 2024 cycle here. And so although I was basically out of being the chairman job, I wasn't completely surprised when I got the call from the president asking me to serve. But I was surprised at how fast it was going to turn around. You know, I basically got the call, and 10 minutes later, he tweeted about it. And then they basically gave me the schedule of the old chairman the next day. And I had to, you know, we have to start raising, you know, we raise a ton of money. We're going to raise $200 million. And so I had to start making fundraising calls almost immediately. And so it's a huge job. I'm obviously dealing with the president and the White House and the cabinet and all the leaders almost on a daily basis. That's ongoing. And so all I can say, it's an amazing experience because I'm in a new city every day. I love it, but listen, I'll be fired in a couple, you know, 14 months or whatever, if we don't win the midterms. You know, the incumbent parties, 2 and 39 in the last 41 cycles, where you have an incumbent presidency, which obviously means we have headwinds against us, histories against us. What we have going for us is a president that's committed to serving the needs of the average person, somebody who's going to bat for the American worker, the American business, and he's committed to win. And so together, we're putting together a plan with a lot of the other Republican leaders, and we think that we're going to be able to march to victory will be able to buck the trends and give the president a full 4 years to serve out his term. Already, you've seen what he's done in the first 250 days, specifically with the big, beautiful bill and the no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, additional child tax credits, him leading the fight for fair trade. So we have maximum record investment coming in back to America, which benefits, you know, the average American worker. And when I talk to him, there's nobody that's more committed to trying to help the general well-being of America's citizens more than the president. So I'm glad to go to fight, be able to have been tapped to go to battle for him. And so every day we're fighting. Not only so I don't get fired, but so we can win it for the president.
It's not an easy job, no doubt. So, you know, when people in Manatee and Sarasota counties hear that their state senator is now leading the RNC, what does that mean for them? And how can this elevate our region's voice in national conversations?
Well, listen, I talk to the nation's leaders every single day in the House, Senate, and administration. And so as I take, like, I was in my Senate office today taking meetings, as people come up to me and ask me questions, sometimes people think I serve in the federal government. And so as a result, I'm able to make some calls directly to some of my contacts and try to help people out. But ultimately, it just brings us one step closer. But don't forget, when the president started his campaign, back in 2015, his original headquarters was right here in Sarasota. His first rally was here in Sarasota. His last rally during the 2016 cycle was here in Sarasota. And so he's had a long relationship with me and our community. He loves our community. He loves Manatee County. And so listen, Sarasota and myself and Manatee, we're all going to be together as we are going down this midterm cycle. And so what benefit does our area get? It's the proximity to power, which sometimes could lead to hopefully bigger and better things for our area in terms of everything you could imagine.
So now that we're on that national stage, I would imagine that you're seeing what a truly special moment this is for Florida. The energy feels different here than other places. Do you agree? And how do you carry that leadership to other states?
Well, listen, we've done so much in Florida. You know, if you look at the Republican Party, we've shifted, you know, 4.6 million voter registrations in the last 4 years. And you say, why is that? Why is the party moving to the right? In the 30 states that track voter registration, we're winning all 30. And I think it's because of the president's policies, his willingness to go to bat for the American public. And what we do, but I would say 25% of all those numbers come from the state of Florida alone. And so why is Florida so much better off than everywhere else in the country? It's because I think we've had strong leadership in our state with all of our elected leaders. We've had good leadership even at the local level. And my pitch to people across the country is lead with a conservative flag and follow up on the priorities. Don't be afraid of what they do and what people say. And you don't have to make friends with everybody, but you could also at the same time find winning situations for everybody. But, you know, the biggest difference between Florida and some of these other states, there's one issue. And I say, if you want to change your state to be more conservative, the number one issue you could tackle is universal school choice. Because what we've seen is with the ability for parents that have been empowered to make the decisions of where their kids go to school, a lot of those are low-income students. And as a result, those low-income kids are now buying into the system that they get to have a better future and hopefully achieve that American dream one day. And then when the policies of the left and they are coming in and trying to take those away, it's very clear, listen, that all the political leaders on the left, their kids all go to private school. They go to private school because they can afford it, but they don't want your kids to go to private school, right? And that's a pretty strong selling argument. And not only that is when you give people that opportunity, it's not just the parents of these low income and disadvantaged children. It's their grandparents, it's their aunts and uncles. Everybody buys in because everybody wants a better future for their children. And I think universal school choice does that more than anything else. Florida did that with Jeb Bush starting 20 years ago, first starting with the disabled. Then start moving on to super low income, then low income. Now we finally have universal school choice. And so I think it makes the whole system better. I've been endorsed by the teachers unions every cycle. And I'm proud of getting those, that endorsement, but that's what I mean. You can either, just because you're promoting school choice doesn't mean you're against public education. I think there's a way to promote and support and to prop up public education at the same time as giving those parents a choice. And at the end, competition always makes everything better.
All right, Senator, it's time now for our favorite part of the show. It's the lightning round. Quick questions, quick answers. First thing that comes to your mind, don't overthink it. Are you ready, sir? Lightning round.
Yes.
All right.
Let's go.
Cuban sandwich or grouper sandwich?
Cuban.
Favorite hole-in-the-wall spot in Sarasota or Manatee that most people don't know about?
Charlie's Steakhouse on Fruitvale by the fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah. I'll agree with that one. Best beach for the Gruters family?
Siesta Key.
Dogs in the office, yes or no?
Yes.
What's more nerve-wracking, giving a floor speech in the Senate or addressing a packed RNC crowd?
Neither, because at this point, I've lost all my nerves a long time ago, so now I'm good to go. As long as I know the subject, it's easy.
10-4. If the Tallahassee legislature had a mascot, what would it be?
A Viking.
What's your walk-up song or theme music when you come on stage?
Ooh, I don't know about that one. I got to pass on that. I don't know yet.
Gotcha. When is the best time to text the president, morning or night?
First thing in the morning.
And what's more challenging, convincing your kids to clean their room or convincing colleagues to vote your way?
Convincing my kids to clean the room.
All right. He made it just in time. Congratulations, sir. You've been known, and Stephanie touched on this a little bit, for having the knack of spotting talent early. Who was the first mentor in your life that gave you that look at me now moment, much like the one that we had earlier?
Well, I was a freshman at Cardinal Mooney, and my world history teacher was a football coach guy, Mike Dowling, offered 10 bonus points to go hear Dan Quayle speak in 1992. I raised my hand because I wanted the bonus points for my grade, and I go to this rally, and it's like a giant football game, and you got people cheering. I said, this is pretty cool. I knew I wasn't going to be an NFL player, so I said, let's follow politics. Started working on a couple of campaigns, knew that I wanted to do that early, and I tell people that I was probably 0-10 in my first 10 manager jobs, which means usually have no chance, no future, but I won one race that I wasn't supposed to win. So it's like the NCAA basketball coaches. You get one good season, they promote you. And so all of a sudden, I was like the best thing in Florida. And so I ended up working for Buchanan and helped him to victory. And then I decided I took all that knowledge from all my losses from working on the most conservative candidates. And I said, I'm going to take the shortcut and work with the candidate with the most money. And I went from Vern Buchanan and Rick Scott to Donald Trump, and I've been undefeated ever since. any of those campaigns, if they were lost, probably would have been the end of my career. But sometimes in politics, like in life, you gotta roll the dice. And not only are all those guys successful from a business standpoint, but they're all super nice, genuinely caring individuals. I talked to Vern, Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott, and President Trump on an ongoing basis, and they're all appreciative of the fact that I was with them early. And my advice to anybody in politics is, and the donors or anything else, if they don't know your name before the campaign, they won't know your name after. So get involved early. Show up, volunteer, participate in the process, and then when you need something, you can raise your hand and say, "Listen, I need some help." And that specifically goes to all these local races that people are so concerned about.
Yeah, well, that is going to wrap things up. We really appreciate all your time. Big thank you, Florida State Senator Joel Gruters, for joining us and showing us how both in Tallahassee and on the national stage, your work is connecting right back here to Manatee County. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, what is the best way to go about doing that?
They can email me at joegruters@gmail.com or go to any of my web pages and send an email. But I have lots of email addresses, but that's my personal one, joegruters@gmail.com. Feel free to email me anytime.
Yes, sir. And thank you for letting us bring you into these great conversations with the people working every day to make a difference here in Manatee County. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and comment, like, and share so we can reach as many people as possible. On behalf of Stephanie Garrison and the men and women doing work that matters behind the scenes, I'm Casey Zempel.
Stephanie Garrison.
And I'm Joe Gruter. See you, Casey. See you, Stephanie. Thanks so much.
Thanks
yes,
so much.
Yes, sir. Make it a great day to live, work, and play in Manatee County.
Bye, guys.
See you. Bye.
The opinions expressed by guests of Chambers Changes and Conversations do not necessarily reflect those of Manatee County government or its employees.